The Utah House decides to create a committee to investigate John Swallow. The Salt Lake City mayor vetoes a tax increase, and the city of Lehi is running out of water. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, June 20th. I'm Brian Grimmett. The Utah House Republican caucus voted yesterday to convene the entire body and create an investigative committee to look into the allegations surrounding Utah Attorney General John Swallow. They decided not to start impeachment proceedings at this time. The decision to create an investigative committee instead of starting an impeachment process came after Republican caucus members spent more than 2 hours asking legislative council staff questions about the impeachment process. House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart says the decision will allow the House to get all the facts before asking the body to consider articles of impeachment.
We want our own information. We want to be able to own that information as the representatives of the people. And so what you saw in there was a reflection of that. We want to do our investigation. We want our constituents to know that this is an issue important to us, and we know it's important to them.
Shortly after the Republican caucus, John Swallow reaffirmed that he has no plans to resign. He also says that he believes the investigation will clear his name and that it's the first step towards restoring the public trust in him.
I respect the process, and I think the legislature got it right. I'm ready, as I said last night in my letter, to get answers back to the people and answers back to the legislature. So I invite this process, and I think it's great that the legislature got it right and felt like we're not at that point yet where impeachment discussions really need to get serious.
House leadership members say they don't have a date set for when they will gather to create the committee, but they do say it will most likely happen in the next few weeks. Once the committee is formed, they will have several tools they can use to gather information, including the power to subpoena witnesses. House members say the findings of the committee could motivate them to begin formal impeachment proceedings.
Mayor Ralph Becker vetoed the budget passed by the Salt Lake City Council yesterday. The $200 million budget includes an $8 million property tax increase. Before raising taxes, Becker said the council should allow for a year-long discussion to examine a property tax increase.
So I viewed this budget as very much a status quo budget. And as I indicated in April when I delivered this budget to the City Council, I recognize it is not sustainable over a long period of time. But it certainly is sustainable without raising property taxes for another year.
Mayor Becker said new streams of revenue could be created if Congress passes the Marketplace Fairness Act. It would allow cities to charge tax on internet sales and open the door to a potential city gas tax. The City Council could override the mayor's veto when it meets again on Friday.
The city of Lehi has imposed emergency restrictions on the use of culinary water. Lawn watering and other outdoor uses is prohibited. The city says some neighborhoods could run out of water as soon as tomorrow if the restrictions aren't followed. The city is also restricting the use of secondary water. All residential irrigation is prohibited between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Homes are only allowed to irrigate using secondary water on alternating days, depending on their home addresses.
Utah Senator Mike Lee's amendment to the Gang of Eight immigration bill failed to pass the U.S. Senate yesterday. It would have required congressional approval and certification of a border security plan before immigrants would be allowed to apply for provisional status and to become lawful permanent residents. Otherwise, he says, border security falls under the purview of the Department of Homeland Security, and Lee says those officials are not elected.
To cut Congress out cuts out the American people. And that's exactly what this bill, without an amendment like this one, would do. Identifying the precise moment at which the border is sufficiently secure, that it's a good time to open the pathway to legalization, the pathway to citizenship, whatever we end up calling it, makes a lot of sense to put that decision in the hands of the elected people.
Lee also voiced his support for the bill approved by the House Judiciary Committee that seeks to make illegal immigration to the United States a federal crime.
A recent poll shows that Utahns overwhelmingly support the immigration plan now being debated by the U.S. Senate. But polling experts say the findings should be taken with a grain of salt since the poll was commissioned by immigration reform advocates. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
90% of Utahns support the immigration reform bill, which was described in the questions as a bipartisan plan that would secure borders and block employers from hiring undocumented immigrants. It was conducted by Harper Polling and sponsored by the Alliance for Citizenship, Partnership for a New American Economy, and Republicans for Immigration Reform. Quinn Monson is director of the Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy at Brigham Young University. He says the poll is not actually designed to understand what the public thinks about immigration reform.
What they're doing here is measuring opinion in a way that's meant to advocate for their position instead of measuring opinion in a way that's meant to understand the dimensions of public opinion around this issue. I think the bottom line is we should take the findings with a grain of salt, knowing that the purpose was to show support for a particular piece of legislation.
The poll was conducted in 29 states around the country, generally showing broad support for the legislation. Monson says those states were likely chosen for a reason.
If you compared the list of 29 states where the polling was done with the roster of United States senators, you might find some patterns in terms of where there are states where there are people on the fence on this bill, or where the proponents of the legislation see a U.S. senator that might need some opinion data to point to justify being able to support the bill.
While Senator Orrin Hatch has supported the legislation in committee, he's been saying he wants to ensure immigrants pay back taxes as a condition of his continued support. Senator Mike Lee opposes the bill. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Data from the Utah Tax Commission shows the City Creek Center in downtown Salt Lake generated more than $200 million in sales during its first 9 months of operation. By contrast, sales at the Gateway Shopping Mall dropped by about 20%. Its sales were $150 million in 2012, down from about $190 million the year before. Felony charges have been dropped against Springdale's police chief and town manager. Chief Kurt Wright and Richard Wixom were accused of felony misappropriation of funds for failing to forward revenue from traffic tickets to the state court system. A state auditor exposed the town's practice of leaning on foreign tourists to pay cash on the spot for traffic tickets, even following them to an ATM in some cases. They dropped the practice after the auditor caught it. The Ash Grove Cement Plant in Leamington, Utah, is one of the facilities that is cutting its air pollution level under a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency. EPA levied a $2.5 million penalty against Ash Grove and required the company to invest $30 million in new pollution controls at plants in nine states. Ash Grove disputes whether it violated the Clean Air Act, but it says it agreed to the deal as costs rose. And finally, elected officials kicked off the annual Clear the Air Challenge yesterday and encouraged businesses and private citizens to help reduce emissions. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
July is one of Utah's worst months for air quality. The Clear the Air Challenge runs through the entire month in an effort to reduce ozone air pollution. Teams and businesses can sign up and track the number of miles saved by carpooling, biking, or using mass transit and compete for prizes. Governor Gary Herbert says the challenge provides a competitive incentive for people to reduce their automobile miles.
Wishing won't change it. We all have a role to play. Government, private citizens, business, industry, commercial aspects all have a role to play in cleaning up the air.
As part of the challenge, Utah Transit Authority and Zions Bank are giving away another 1,500 RideClear passes that are good for 7 days of free public transportation in July. The first 2,500 passes were claimed in just 2 days earlier this month. Governor Herbert says everyone can work together to improve Utah's air quality.
Nobody's exempt. Take the challenge. Find a way to carpool. Find a way to take tracks or mass transit of some form or fashion.
In the first 4 years of the challenge, participants reduced more than 5 million miles of vehicle emissions by carpooling or using mass transit. For more information, visit ClearTheAirChallenge.org. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, June 20th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.